Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Mike Daniels, one of the great leaders of our time, the author of Monetization of the Internet, the chairman of an organization called Global Internet Strategy Project. They have a new report out, folks, that I encourage you to find at AEI.org, American Enterprise Institute, an American Strategy for Cyberspace, Advancing Freedom, Security, and Prosperity. They can find that at AEI.org. Is that right, Mike?
That's exactly right, Jim. Yep.
All right, so check that out. Mike, I want to thank you for your service over there and for helping your team of researchers and writers to put this report together. Folks, it's not hard to read if you've been keeping up with things at all on the internet, what's been going on, and if you understand that we're in a global economy in the digital age, it's important to know about what this report's all about. Mike, here's a question. So we're approaching a state that people are calling the Internet of Things,
right?
Meaning our refrigerators, our shoes, our broccoli is gonna have some kind of nanotechnology in it that tells us what's going on, and you and I both know that more and more people are realizing that our military is not going to be, we don't need as many strong backs anymore as we need people who can operate technology, right? Even in our military, we're seeing that more and more. If that's our defense, if that's a big part of our national defense, and our military is part of the Internet of Things, and these bad actors that you talk about in your report, China and Iran and Russia and others, if they've got access to our technology, to our intellectual property, we're becoming defenseless.
Jim, those are great questions. The Internet of Things is something that those of us who've been in the Internet business for many years started talking about 15 or 20 years ago. We didn't call it the Internet of Things then, where everything would be networked and your refrigerators and your cars and everything else. We have unbelievable potential security vulnerabilities in those systems, so it's going to take us years to work through them. So anybody who thinks that's going to come a lot faster, we've got a lot of issues in the industry in terms of standards, how we do that, etc. On the defense side, one of our major concerns from our report and listening to more experts has been the vulnerability of our major weapon systems,
mm-hmm.
and the ability to basically blind us in all kinds of our systems if they get in them and we don't have the appropriate cyber defense in those systems. These are trillion-dollar questions, Jim, to refit things in our U.S. military.
These are existential questions, Mike.
They are. And what interests me is you and I have talked for a number of years about And you're, I think, working on your book, as you and I have talked. So I think your book is going to be very important, Jim, about we're living in a different world, and our policymakers and every one of us need to get our heads around this because it's not the same world we're going into.
Well, we need to realize the points that I'm trying to make is that we're analog beings, Mike, and we're living in a digital age. And bad guys are no longer doing things in an analog way. They're leveraging the digital age for ill, and when we talk about responding to that, we have to respond in a way that's different from the way we used to. I mean, we can't respond in the old analog way to these threats.
No, we can't at all, Jim. And I'd leave your listeners with two things. One is, we had experts about our national security grid for 2 years that we talked to and the problems with that. They told us that if there was a major cyber attack against the U.S. electric grid tomorrow morning, they weren't sure who in the United States government would be the first person they'd talk
to.
Think about that. Wow. Think about that. And number two, I'd say to people, last week, the new head of the Internet for China was appointed by the president of China, the premier, and he's a former head of propaganda for Shanghai. Now, think about that one, Jim.
Wow.
Former head of propaganda.
Yeah.
This is what we're dealing with
worldwide. Folks, we got to wake up and smell the coffee here. Mike, thank you for this report. Folks, go to AEI.org and get it. Mike, I know you continue to keep us informed on how things are going. Thanks for the great work, and thank you so much for your leadership, Mike.
Thanks, Jim, and you and your listeners. Have a great day.
You too. Mike Daniels, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. Folks, this is a sobering report. I really encourage you to check it out. American Enterprise Institute, AEI.org. It's called An American Strategy for Cyberspace. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.